Radharaman Maharaj was talking to most of you. Maybe some additional English devotees now have arrived, but the others, those who are listening to him, he narrated Damodar Leela to all of you, most of you. That Leela brings the listener to Gokul. That pastime took place on Deepavali day, which is just in few days. Maharaj did not finish. He'll continue the pastime some other day. And then I started with Badri Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. So from Gokul to Badri Narayana, Badri Kashram. Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, their worshipable Lord is Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajesh Tanaya. Brajesh Tanaya, son of Nanda Maharaj. And their worshipable abode is Vrindavanam, Taddhama Vrindavanam, where Prajesh Tanay appears. Their minds are always fixed. Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Brajabasi's mind is always fixed on Krishna. They know nothing, no one else but their Radhanath. Na paraha. No one else. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatra Daro Na Paraha. They worship Brajesh Tanay, Nanda Nandan. They like to reside in or visit, do parikrama of Vrindavan. And their ideal, the heroes, the devotees whose example they follow, those devotees are the gopis. Braja Vadhu Vargina Ya Kalpita. That aradhana is the best aradhana, the best mode of worship. And which scripture do they study? They study Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is authoritative and is Amal. It's spotless Puran. And the goal of their life is Prema Pumartho Mahan. The love of Godhead, Prem, Pancham Purusharth. They do not compromise. No dharma, artha, kama, moksha. They spit at it. They only care for Prema Pumartho Mahan. So that is what has been taught to us by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then then we are here. We are still here at Badrikashram, knowing all this. We still come to Badrikashram. Every follower of the Sanatan Dharma, every Hindu aspires to go at least once in his life, he has to go to Badrikashram. Then his life is kind of perfect. Then it's is pacified, satisfied. Otherwise, there's some agitation. No, I haven't been to Badrikashram. Oh, that, I know. What kind of Hindu Sanatani am I? I have to go to Badrikashram. So was also the desire and aspiration of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. I'm sure you had been hearing the last couple of days that it was a wish of Nanda Baba. It was a wish of Yashoda and the elderly gopas and gopis. They wanted to go to Badrikashram. So as the darling of Yashoda, he came to know that this is the wish of his elderly parents and other elderly Brajabasis. They would like to go on pilgrimage onto Badrikashram. Then Lord said, yes, I will bring you. Just follow me. This way, that way. So finally, as Krishna and Balaram were leading the parikrama, the procession, the Shobha Yatra, the parikrama party, where did they end up? They ended up here, Badrikashram Dhamaki. Jai Badrikashram. And Nanda and Yashoda offered their pranams, obeisances to Naranarayan Rishi and others present here. Kuber is also here. And that time Uddhava was not here. He was asked later on to come here. Or if we think of previous kalpa, then if similar instruction was given by Lord Sri Krishna to Uddhava, you should go and reside at Badrikashram. And in that case, Uddhava also was very much here. They all had been thinking, Ananda Yashoda had been thinking that this is the Narayan that had been protecting our son. So many calamities, so many demons, the terrorists had been coming and attacking, and every time our child was protected by who? Who was the protector? Namo Narayan. Narayanaya Namaha. Namaha. Namo Namaha. Obeisances again and again. Thank you, dear Lord, for protecting our son, protecting our children. You are so kind. So, Lord Krishna did not want his parents to leave Vrindavan. So, are we going to say he created Badrikashram as integral part of Brajamandal? They also wanted to go and take a holy dip in Ganga. You heard about that? Yes, you heard? So then, did Krishna take them to Haridwar or to... No. Or to Mayapur? So many Ganga flows all over. So, no, you don't have to go. Please come. There's Ganga also here. Please follow me. And Krishna took parents to Manasi Ganga. This is another reason. Other day, I don't know, Maharaj was explaining why Manasi Ganga, what was the reason of the manifestation of Manasi Ganga. So that reason he mentioned. Radharaman Maharaj was talking. Krishna had killed in Bhadravan. One day we'll be there in Bhadravan. Calf was killed. Oh, you are a sinner. You are a sinner. Now you had to take a dip in Ganga. So Krishna did not want to go to Haridwar or to Rishikesh or to Prayagraj or to Kanpur or to other places where you could go and take holy dip in Ganga. He didn't want to go. So he created Ganga. From his mind, Manasi Ganga, then he took bath. So this is one reason given why or how come Manasi Ganga was created, came into existence. And there's another reason is that the parents wanted to take a holy dip, Ganga Snan. So Krishna said, okay, no, you don't know how to go. Ganga is here. Jamuna is here. Saraswati is here. And then, Gange Jamune Chaiva Godavari Saraswati Narmade Sindhu Kaveri Jalesmin Sannidhim Kuru. While taking bath, every pious, religious Hindu, well, if he knows the mantras, he chants these mantras. Oh, rivers! Oh, Ganga! Oh, Jamuna! Oh, Saraswati! Godavari! Narmada! Kaveri! Sindhu! Please come where I am. I wish to take bath. Could I have this sacred opportunity of bathing in your holy waters, oh, you different rivers? So he invokes, he invites, he remembers, and those rivers appear. Manasi Snan. All the rivers are flowing through Braj. All the holy tirthas are in Braj. In Radhakund, Shyamkund, all the holy rivers are there. Krishna and Radha, they had proposed to each other. No, you have to take bath. Go! Take bath. Don't touch me! Radharani, hey! Up! Stay away. Go take bath first. And he had to take bath in Ganga, Jamuna, all the rivers. He had to travel all over the universe, all over the planet. And then he comes back and he takes, after taking bath, then he could touch, be with. So then, as Krishna was kind of thinking, but the holy rivers and holy kundas, not only he had to take bath in holy rivers, but all the sacred kundas, he had to take bath first, and then you come. So It's quite a task. This would take time. How much time? Forever. It could take time forever. So many kundas, so many holy rivers. So the holy kundas and holy rivers, they appeared before Krishna. Oh, we are here, we are here. Oh, who are you? I'm Ganga, I'm Jamuna, I'm Saraswati, I'm this kunda, I'm that kunda. All the kundas were there. They're begging. So Krishna had made a kund, his sham kund, and now all these rivers were there, kundas from all over the universe, all over the planet. And then Krishna took his bath. And then Krishna said, you accuse me. This is a very false accusation. I killed that demon, the bull demon. He was harassing all the residents of Braj. I was seeing right in front of me. The ladies were having miscarriages just by thinking of this demon, or as he would walk, the earth would tremble, and everybody was in great fear. Just to help the residents of Braj, I killed the demon, but you accused me. So for such false accusation, you are faulty. You have committed sin by accusing me. So now you should go take bath in all the rivers, all the kundas. Up until then, no touching me. No, no. No, no. I say no. So then Radharani was thinking, and the gopis, we also were party to the same accusation. The Radharani was just spokesperson. She was speaking on behalf of us. We also had the same idea. So then what to do? And then, I don't know, I'm not here all the time. You are hearing all the time and I'm not here all the time to find out what narrations you had heard. But then all the gopis, they started bringing water. First of all, they started digging their own kund. They broke their bangles. And with the bangle, they started digging. The round bangle and cut into half. So they all had bangle each, or they're breaking more bangles, and they're trying to dig. So finally kund was there, and this was to be filled with sacred waters. So then they brought the parts, clay parts from somewhere, and they went all the way to Mansi Ganga. They were filling the pot, and they were handing to the next gopi. The gopi that was standing on the bank of Radhakund was pouring that water into the kunda. Huge, big kund, and they were just filling up little pots and pouring. This was taking them forever, taking long time. So then the waters in the sham kund, they were very kind. They said, hey, we are seeing you, what you are going through. So could we help? If you wish, we could help. And then finally, Radharani gave the nod, gave the green signal. Okay, go ahead. And the waters from Sham Kund, they poured into Radhakund. Radhakund was full, and Radharani jumped in, and so did gopis, and both the parties were now free from the sin committed, and then they were friends again, and then they had good time again as usual. So they always find some reason to get angry with and find fault with. So this was one of those reasons. So all the kundas, hari bao, up, oh Krishna Chaitanya. They thought only fighting goes on in Delhi or in London, but wherever you go, fighting continues, accompanies you. So, Badrika Ashram, dham is here. All the dhams are part of Vrindavan. Is that okay, that statement? You can accept? You can live with it? Can you digest it? But all the dhams, all the tirthas are in Braj. As all the incarnations are, where are they? All the forms of is Rama, Adi, Murti, Shukala, Niyamena, where are they? What is their source? Krishna is the source. Aham sarvasya prabhavaha mattaha sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante imam budha bhava samanvita iti matva. Accepting this much, thinking so much, how much? That Krishna is source of everything. Aham sarvasya, not aham sarvasya prabhava. Yes. Mattaha sarvam pravartade. Yes. That everything, Krishna is source of everything. Krishna is source of all the incarnations. He's source of all the incarnations. Srila Prabhupada has given title to one of his chapters in the Bhagavatam, third chapter of the first canto, is entitled as Krishna is source of all incarnations. So if Krishna is source of all incarnations, likewise, Vrindavan is source of all the tirthas, all the dhams. So when we worship Krishna, we have worshipped all the incarnations. You go to the root of the tree. Trapyanti bhujopashakha. Shakha, upashakha, the branches, sub-branches, tertiary branches, they're all satisfied by pouring water. Yatha mula nisechanena. Yatha mula nisechan. By pouring water on the root of the tree, all the branches of the tree, the trunk, all the branches are satisfied. So Krishna, from Krishna branch out so many incarnations. So Krishna is a source. You worship him. This Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajesha Tanaya. You have worshipped all the incarnations. Okay, so keep that aside for a moment. Now let's come to the dham. And then we do parikrama of Vrindavan dham. And Vrindavan is source of all the dhams. All dhams are part of Vrindavan. This is a mother. Like also, the Sanskrit is the mother of all the languages. Sanskrit language is mother of all the languages. So this Vrindavan dham, Brajamandal dham, is source of all the dhams. All the dhams. Including Badrikashram. Badrikashram is here. In few days we'll go to Kedarnath. Kedarnath is here. You name dham, and that is very much part of this Brajamandal. Sometimes we say two in one. Radio and tape recorder. Two in one. Sometimes three in one. But in this case, all in one. All dhams in one dham. You do parikrama of Vrindavan dham, and you have done parikrama of all the dhams, not only on this planet, but all other planets, if there are any dhams. You have completed your parikrama. You don't have to do any more parikramas. Haribo. Is that good news? So we say this is ultimate parikrama, this ultimate experience that you do parikrama of Brajamandal. One time, there was a conference, big conference in Prayagraj, and all the Tirthas were invited to attend that conference. They had some issues to deal with. So all the Tirthas of the universe from this planet had come, and they had a big list, and they're saying the name. Yes, Kedarnath here. Yes, Badrinath. Yes, this Nath, this Dham, Rameshwar. Yes, 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 yes. Vrindavan. Oh, Vrindavan is not here. Is Vrindavan here? They're calling second time. Vrindavan, is Vrindavan here? Is this announcement loud and clear? It was very loud, very clear. But because Vrindavan was not in the audience in that conference, naturally there was no response. Other dham was saying Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, and yes sir, yes sir, yes madam, yes, 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 yes. But when Vrindavan, no response. So when they found out that Vrindavan was not attending the conference, all the members became very furious. What does Vrindavan think? I mean, we have left also very important businesses and have come for this very important conference here. But Vrindavan is not here. They were very angry. So what to do? So they all resolved that we should all personally go to Vrindavan and chastise, teach some lessons to that Vrindavan, so that Vrindavan would never ever think of missing future meetings, future conferences. So they all started, all the dhams, they started their journey from Prayagraj. They are persons. Dhams are also persons. They are different form, they are different vehicles. And they started their journey and traveling. As they got very close to Vrindavan Dham. Vrindavan Dham ki. The cooling effect of Vrindavan, the effulgent Vrindavan, the fragrance of Vrindavan, the opulence of Vrindavan was amazing. They were just amazed, stunned by seeing. And as they were getting closer and closer and closer, and they were right there at the outskirts of Vrindavan. And by seeing the beauty, opulence of Vrindavan, the purity of Vrindavan, the residence of Vrindavan, the devotion of the devotees of Vrindavan and Jamuna of Vrindavan and Govardhana of Vrindavan, the cows of Vrindavan, everything of Vrindavan was so pleasing, so amazing, simply wonderful. This was the first hand experience of each and every one of those Tirthas. They had come with the idea of chastising this Vrindavan Dham. But there was no question. There was no question of chastisement. They all collectively, they all fell flat at the feet of Vrindavan Dham and started begging for forgiveness. Please forgive, O Dham, please Vrindavan Dham. We were sinful in our thought. We thought you are just one of us. We did not realize your exalted position, O Vrindavan Dham. Please forgive us, O Vrindavan. O Vrindavan. So they, Vrindavan did not have to say nothing. But just being in Vrindavan, near Vrindavan, around Vrindavan, all those tirthas, they realized the very distinguished position of Vrindavan, the exalted position of Vrindavan. So, mattaha parataram na anyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. If no one is equal to Krishna, no one is above Krishna. Likewise, is also the position of Vrindavan Dham. No Dham is equal to Vrindavan. No Dham is but superior to Vrindavan. This is the topmost Dham. Complete Dham. Complete Dham. All Dhams, all Tirthas are here, very much here. And if they're out there, they're just extension counters. They're just expansions of this Dham. So we are here at Badrikashram Dham. As Krishna had brought his parents to Badrikashram and made their life easy, they didn't have to go to the other Badrikashram or Krishna's idea that his devotees, not only himself but his devotees also, they don't have to leave Vrindavan. Vrindavan is Purnam. Vrindavan is complete. It's complete. Nothing is lacking. Nothing is missing. Everything is here in Vrindavan. So Krishna has made that provision. He did not arrange this not only for his parents, but for all of us. So by coming to this Badrikashram, we also derive the full benefit of Badrikashram, Tirtha Yatra, and other yatras. By doing this one Brajamandal Parikrama, we get benefit of doing all the Tirtha Yatras all over the world. So, I think you went on the tour yesterday or today, this morning. Maharaj must have taken you around Badrikashram. Everything is here. Things may not be very clear, fully visible to our eyes. Our senses are imperfect and we make mistakes and like that. We are an illusion. Our sense and what? Cheating propensity is there. Yeah. So, with all these faults and flaws, we're just reading called the Brahm. The Brahm is there, the Pramad is there, Vipralipsa is there, Karana Pata. So we still try to see something. We try to show, someone is trying to see, and as a combination of the two, whatever we end up seeing, we have to be satisfied. But of course, intellectually and spiritually, we understand that, oh yes, whether we see or we don't see, they are here. All those places are here, all those manifestations are here. Badri Narayan, of course, he is very much visible, very much clear. And that's most important. This Badrikashram Dham is known for Narayan, who resides here. Narayan stays here. And who worships this Narayan? Who is a worshipper of Narayan here? Narad Muni. Narad Muni worships Narayan in Badrikashram. When we talk of Narayan, Narayan is worshipable deity of Bharat Varsha. There are 9 varshas. The Sapta Dvipas and 9 varshas. This is in Bhagavatam. Again, more difficult to understand this. So Bharat doesn't include. Now we think that kind of map, Sri Lanka at the bottom, that is Bharat. And that's India. Government of India, right? Bharat. But then we say, no, 5,000 years ago, Bharat was all over the planet. But that is also incomplete information or knowledge. Bharat includes so many planets. It's a big, huge space and region with, So that all Bharat, all that Bharat's worshipable deity is Narayan. And in each of these varshas, there's a worshipable deity. In Varsha, there's a Ram as a worshipable deity. Narasimha is a worshipable deity. Where does Narasimha is being worshipped? Who is worshipper? Prahlad Maharaj is worshipper. Where Ram is worshipped? Who is a worshipper? Hanuman is worshipper. Like that. 9 Varshas, 9 objects of worship, and 9 worshippers. So for Bharat Varsha, Narayan is the deity, Lord to be worshipped, and the worshipper is Narad Muni. So this is, Narad Muni worships here, Adi Narayan. Badrikashram is a headquarter of Narad Muni. Each one of you have, some of us have our own headquarters. What are your headquarters? Someone says Delhi, someone says Moscow, someone says Pandharpur, someone says this, someone says that. And Narad Muni's headquarters are Badrikashram, are his headquarters. And from keeping Badrikashram as his headquarter, Narad Muni travels far and wide, everywhere, all over the universe. Sometimes he goes out of the universe into Lord's Dham and back into the universe and back into Badrikashram. So that, and why is, of course that's not the only name that he chants. Narad Muni is also part of Vrindavan other day, part of Badrikashram, part of Vrindavan other day. We were talking in Hindi, but Narad Kund, very close to Kusum Sarovar is Narad Kund, and Narad Muni is residing there also. And he wrote his Narad Bhakti Sutras there. Narad Muni is residing here. Uddhava also was staying there on the bank of Kusum Sarovar. Yes. Remember? Uddhava is staying on the bank of Kusum Sarovar in the form of creepers. So Narad residing there, Narad residing here, Uddhava residing there on the banks of Kusum Sarovar, and is also residing here. So Narad Muni, he chants Narada Muni Bajaya Veena. Lord himself gave this Veena to Narad Muni. Lord gave him Veena. And using that Veena, twang, 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 twang. Adjustment is going on. Tuning. Twang. Then he plays. His Veena is Divya, transcendental, sacred Veena, very special instrument, spiritual instrument. He plays and he sings glories of Radha Raman. And then officially he is worshipper of Narayan, and he travels and he gives Narayan to everybody. He gives Narayan to everybody, hence his name is Narada. Narada. Da means giver. Giver of Narayan is Narad Muni. He travels everywhere, chants the glories of Narayan, Narayan, Narayana, 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 Narayana. Hari Hari, Hari Hari. That part is also there. No, we did that. Narayana, Narayana, Hari, Hari is also there. So he's chanting, and Badrikashram is also place of Vyasadev. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Where was this prayer compiled? This is how Bhagavatam begins with Om Namo Bhagavate. Om Namo Bhagavate. Om Namo Bhagavate. Oh, you're tired. So all the scriptures, all the Vedic texts were compiled in Badrikashram by Srila Vyasadeva. Puranas and Mahabharata and Vedan Sutras. And Bhagavad Gita is part of Mahabharata. And finally, the Srimad Bhagavatam also was compiled in Badrikashram. So today, did you see Vyas Gufa? Cave of Vyasadeva? It's there. It has to be there. So we happened to go to Badrikashram, the other one, the manifestation expansion one, extension one. So it's on the top of Himalayan mountain. This also top of all this. You realize all these mountains are, which mountains are these? The Himalayan mountains. Himalaya. What does Krishna say about Himalaya in Bhagavad Gita? What does he say? Sthavaranam Himalaya. Sthavaranam Himalaya. Of all the immovable bodies. I am this Himalayan mountain. So this Himalayan mountain is non-different from the Lord. Lord is Himalayaha. Sthavaranam Himalayaha. So, and Ganga, and one experience, just quick, as we are going to Badrikashram, I already mentioned, Krishna says, of all the immovable bodies, he is Himalaya. He says that one thing. So as we were traveling to Badrikashram, we were noticing three things predominantly. As we were looking around, what we were seeing? Himalaya. Wherever you look, wherever you see, what is there? Himalayan mountain. Okay, now we're going to look down. As we look down, there's the river Ganga. Most of the path on the way to Badrikashram is right on the banks of Ganga, lots of the path. So as we look down, there's a Ganga. And what is Ganga? Krishna again says in Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter. Not that. Srotasam api, asmi janavi. Of all the rivers, flowing waters, he is Janavi, he is Ganga. So Ganga is manifestation of Krishna, Himalaya is manifestation of Krishna, and as we're looking up, what was there? Clouds. You don't see clouds there. Clouds are down there. This is above the clouds. When you go to Badrikashram, you are a lot of times you are above the clouds. What are you seeing? Okay, there's no clouds. Huh? Peacocks. Go, keep going. You have come closer, stars. Daytime, moon. Sun. Huh? Sun. So what is sun? Krishna's eyes. Shashi Suryayo. Shashi Suryayo. I am sun and moon. So these three things were very, very dominant. Looked around, Himalaya mountain. That's the Lord. With looking down, there was a river flowing, Ganga. Looked up, there's a sun. A little kind of part of Virat Roop or something. Huge, big, gigantic. But, and as we're climbing up and up and up, another experience. I'm sure this is not only my experience, but we're feeling that we're going higher in our consciousness. Some kind of lifting of the consciousness was there. Because when you go into the, everything is sacred, everything is clean, pure, so many caves of the sages, and of course you are going to Badrikashram, and you are going. Away, you're going away from, your back is towards Agra, and Bhopal, and Mumbai is, you're going away. You're going away from the material existence, So, this very sacred idea in India, going towards north. Where did five Pandavas, when they wanted to retire, where did they go? They went in the northern direction. They left Hastinapur, they went in the northern. There's a Badrikashram there, the Himalayan mountains, caves, sages, and peace, and, there's no hustle and bustle of the cities. So, even now as you go, you have another experience. I'm sure as you're coming here, same thing, we're going to compare. Coming here to Badrikashram, similar experience, you go higher. You're going higher. You're getting closer. Going higher means getting closer and getting closer and getting closer. So Badrikashram is a very special experience. So we were, so in 77, in month of October, I was there in Badrikashram. I went few more times, but first time ever I went to Badrikashram was in 77, October. And then, this is October, end of October. What do you think was going on that time? That was month of Kartik. And what was Prabhupada doing? Where was he? What was happening with him? This is the end of October 77. Prabhupada was in Vrindavan. Prabhupada was bedridden. Prabhupada was very, very sick, ill. So, and we were a traveling party that distributed Srila Prabhupada's books. And the name of our party was Narad Muni Traveling Sankirtan Party. So So because that was name of our party, we thought of visiting Narad Muni's headquarters. He resides there, so we went to get his blessings. And then we visited the cave of Vyasadeva. And as we returned to Vrindavan, we were very anxious to, as we had left for Badrikashram, traveling, we were distributing books. We knew Prabhupada was not well, And as we were up there, we had this feeling, no, we must go back. We had to go back, find out how is Prabhupada's health. So we all rushed back to Vrindavan. And then we had an opportunity to see Srila Prabhupada. Because if someone was distributing books, Prabhupada always anxious to hear the book scores and reports. So he was very anxious. So we were allowed to go in. And as we sat, Prabhupada was lying on his bed. And the members of our Narad Muni Traveling Sankirtan party, we sat around Prabhupada. And I was giving report of our traveling party. Anyway, it's time for prasadam. In about 5 minutes' time is prasad. So I will just keep it short. That, what I wanted to say here, a lot of this is a very deep spiritual experience for me. And I can't get into whole experience. But what I reported to Prabhupada was that we were in Badrikashram, and we visited Srila Vyasadeva's cave, and we showed Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita to Srila Vyasadeva. I was reporting to Prabhupada, I said, your Bhagavad Gita, we showed it to Srila Vyasadeva. Was a little humorous way of narrating this or reporting this. Because I was thinking, we were thinking, yes. Because we visited the cave of Vyasadeva. We were carrying Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. We did not see Srila Vyasadeva, but for sure he was seeing us and seeing us carrying Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. So I think we had all the reason to say that Prabhupada, we visited Vyasadeva's cave and we showed your Bhagavad Gita to Srila Vyasadeva. And we're trying to glorify Srila Prabhupada in some ways, appreciate Prabhupada in some ways, find some reason to appreciate Prabhupada. And I was trying to make this connection. We showed your Bhagavad Gita to Srila Vyasadeva. And Prabhupada, in those days Prabhupada spoke a little, very little. So it was just we saw the expression on his face. He was pleased to hear that his Bhagavad Gita was seen by Vyasadeva. We were just watching, reading his face, expressions on the face. And by seeing Prabhupada pleased, we were pleased. And so that time we also mentioned several things. It was a long get-together. Prabhupada was maybe lasted for half an hour, 45 minutes. We were sitting, talking with Srila Prabhupada. And this was like about 1 week before Prabhupada's departure. About a week before 14th of November. And I happened to mention that that we also visited Bhim Bridge, Bhim Kapool. So there's a famous spot near Badrikashram. You know, different personalities party, this five Pandavas and Draupadi and a dog. This was a party that was heading towards north. And on the way up there, up above there, one by one, they were leaving their bodies. First Draupadi leaves, then Nakul, Sahadev, Arjuna, Bhim. So the place where Bhim left his body departed. So I happened to mention, yes, we also visited that place. And one of my god brother heard this, and he did not like my reporting, that part of the report. And later on, not right in front of Prabhupada, but as we walked out, he rebuked me. He chastised me for this. Yeah, according to him, it was not necessary to report the departure of Bhim. And because Prabhupada was always thinking of departing, and he thought maybe I was giving him some idea. I was giving Prabhupada. That was his thinking, that God brother's thinking. But then that day, maybe we'll talk some other day, some other time, Prabhupada wanted to go on a pilgrimage, and he wanted us to organize ox cart for him, and the destination was Govardhan, and go there on Govardhan Puja day. And because I had this experience of bullock cart, Prabhupada had asked me to do this bullock cart padyatra, and we had done it for Prabhupada's pleasure from Vrindavan to Mayapur and beyond in 76, also 77 beginning. I was involved making arrangements for Prabhupada to go on a pilgrimage to begin with. We're going to do this as a trial run, to Govardhan first, and if it works out, then do more extensive pilgrimage of Braj and like that. But that never worked out. Maybe why it did not work out, etc. We could maybe talk another time. We'll stop here. In Prashad. Prashad is...